First half, KU's offense, what gave you the most difficulty?
I just think it was us not tackling well, not getting off blocks well on the perimeter. That's linebackers and everyone. I think we just didn't get off blocks and didn't tackle very well, myself included, obviously.
And what turned that around?
We just picked up the intensity. We had a little talk at halftime, and Deuce Green kind of led that and picked it up after that.
What does it mean to win this game?
That's huge. Obviously, just beating KU is huge. And then now we know we can talk about what we have coming up with the Big 12 championship. So it means a whole lot.
Did the looks you got throughout the week, were they sufficient for what you saw today?
Yeah, they were. We did see a lot of the same stuff. Our scout team always does a great job, and our coaches, the GAs that make up those cards, and the coaches that make up those cards do a great job. So I think we did see enough.
How tough was Jalen Daniels as far as controlling the pocket?
He was tough. He was a really good scrambler. We knew that coming in, and he played really well. Just tough to tackle.
What did you mean when you said a little talk in the locker room? What came of that?
We just talked about what type of defense we want to be, what it means to be in the mob. In the mob, you can't get held up on blocks, can't miss tackles and stuff like that. So that's what we talked about.
How tough is it to see, like, different guys week in and week out, like a Devin Neal, like a Bijan Robinson earlier this year? You've seen a lot of great backs in the league, so how do you just kind of adjust to that as the game goes?
Like you said, we see them every week. So,
I mean, we're kind of used to it now.
Week in, week out, we're going to have a tough challenge ahead. So we know every week, I guess, that we're going to have a tough challenge.